BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. Chapter 11, verses 1 through 16, an overview. Paul is now writing about an ancient Jewish and Middle East tradition. Specifically, that a woman is to wear a head covering during a religious service and a man is to take off his hat. That is not done in almost any congregation now, although some of them do. However, movies and videos from before the mid, let's say, 1960s portray this was done as a matter of religious law for quite some time. Women wore hats, especially inside their homes, except inside their homes. Men were always taking their hats off inside. I really don't prefer one way or another myself. It was a tradition backed up by Paul's logic, not a law or a commandment. The Bible, congregations, and denominations have traditions and so there are society customs that people have mistakenly believed are requirements needed to remain in a good, close relationship with God. They mistakenly back this up by the feelings they get when we believe we have a good moral and we are a good moral and ethical person. They say, well, God testifies in my soul that this is the right thing to do. When in fact, it's just a self-induced physical reaction to self-righteousness. Pride is also a feel-good emotion. Pride puffs up. Pride imposes self-righteous actions on others to the detriment of many. Jesus came harshly rebuking the religious leaders of his day for just such practices. He called them whitewashed tombs that kill people. The church is filled with many stones to this very day. I have preferences too. I like doing things a certain way. Some are based on something I read in the Bible or a religious article. Some are just an old habit, but I need to remember that they are my practices. I should never impress them on others. I can suggest it to someone under my care and guidance. I would be wrong to exasperate them to keep it.
Is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.